did you watch the draft on TV, and then when you saw those names, was that when, did you watch the whole draft?
Yeah, I definitely watched it. I was definitely mad, definitely frustrated, but I mean, this is how things go. People always miss great players out there, and just watching other people like Sam Shields and Brett Grimes from the Falcons and stuff like that just really gave me a lot of confidence that it can happen.
How much did guarding Desmond Frisco and Kerry Myers, how much did that help you?
I mean, when me and Briscoe got into college the same year, so I mean, ever since then, me and him battled every day, and then guarding Kerry in the slot, man, it's a lot of receivers that are pretty smart. He's one of the smartest. So, I mean, definitely going against them two every day definitely got me a lot better and learning from Akeem.
Yeah, because he touched a lot, because he was there
two years. He was there for one year.
1 year.
For me.
Mm-hmm. And so his success, are you like, I could do that?
Oh, yeah, man, because, I mean, I started opposite him as a freshman, so
right.
I definitely learned I learned a lot about the game. He's definitely football smart, so he definitely passed me a lot of wisdom at the time, because I was kind of thrown in the fire as a freshman, so, I mean, I had to learn fast.
Perfect.
All right,
thank you.
What was it like for you yesterday, making those big plays late when you guys really needed it?
I mean, it was definitely, I've always had confidence since I've been here, so I've just been bugging them, like, man, throw me in already, man, just throw me in. And, I mean, coaches, man, they've been seeing me make plays in practice, and I've definitely been trying to, every day I go to practice, man, I got to outwork Doc. So if I can outwork Doc, I know I'm working hard. So, I mean, that's just the approach I took every day in practice, and making plays in practice, and they show up on the field.
Chris, I know you have confidence in your teammates, but did you honestly see an offensive turnaround coming like the one you witnessed in the last 6-7 minutes?
Man, I wasn't really thinking that, man. I was just thinking that everybody's going to continue to fight and continue to saw wood and still try to reach the task at hand. That's winning the game. And the game, you got to play 60 minutes in the NFL. Anything can happen. So that's definitely something that we've learned, because some of these games we haven't played 60 minutes. So we just tried to play the whole 60 minutes this game.
At what point did you say, you know what, maybe we can do this?
As soon as we got that onside kick, man, it definitely helped. Definitely gave us some confidence, man, because, I mean, football, man, is a game of luck, too. So, I mean, sometimes you win because you got some lucky happen and went your way. So, I mean, we made a play that time. The dude dropped the ball, and it just happened to come in our hands.
Are these the kind of things that when something like this happens, you know, the next 10 games this season,
this is how you get on a roll, man. It's so crazy. It's just one thing good happens, and they just keep falling, all coming down, just like a domino, just all coming down. And so just hopefully, man, we keep being in that right side and getting those onside kicks, that lucky side.
And being down a couple touchdowns, obviously, now, I mean, as a defense, you can.
I mean, the game could have easily went totally different. We missed 6 points right there, and then we make those points. I mean, the game's totally different. But, I mean, we shot ourselves in the foot. Prater came back and made the field goal. So, I mean, just got to fight through our mistakes. Everybody made mistakes throughout the whole game. And then at the end, we all finished when it came in crunch time. So, I mean, that's definitely encouraging.